Hello, and welcome to the Audio Instructional Designer, the show where we explore how sound shapes learning. I am your host, Eric Buga. Today, we are looking at a common challenge in educational media, safety training. How do we take a dry, compliance-based script, like a cleaning up broken glass in a science lab, and make it engaging without increasing anxiety? In a moment, I am going to play a short audio segment designed for a high school chemistry course. I want you to listen not just to the words, but to the environment created by the audio engineering. Let's take a listen. During an experiment, a beaker slips out of your hand. It might be a bit embarrassing, but broken glass happens sometimes during science labs. Don't worry. Cleaning it up is easy if you follow these steps. First things first. Safety. Never touch broken glass with your bare hands. If you are not already wearing gloves and safety glasses, see your teacher and they'll provide you with some. Once heated up, grab a dustpan and broom. Carefully and gently sweep the pieces of glass together with the broom and into the dustpan. Finally, dispose of the glass in the designated glass disposal box. It is white and blue and clearly labeled. By following these steps, you have cleaned up the broken glass safely and kept yourself and your classmates out of harm's way. Great job. Now let's get back to experiment. That was a module on lab safety. Now let's break down the audio technique used to polish that clip and, more importantly, why I chose them. My primary goal was to use the modality principle. By moving text off the screen and into audio, we reduce visual clutter, but we have to ensure the audio carries the weight of the context. First, I applied signaling. You likely heard the sound effects of the glass breaking right at the start. I placed this immediately before the narration began. This serves as an auditory hook or signal. It grabs the learner's attention immediately and contextualizes the scenario before a single word is spoken. Second, I used environmental ambience. I added a subtle sweeping sound effect during the instruction to use the broom. This isn't just decoration. It uses dual coding. The learner hears the instruction and the sound of the action, which reinforces the mental model of the task. However, I was careful to keep these effects subtle. If the sound effects were too loud, they introduced extraneous cognitive load, distracting the learner from the safety steps. Finally, I manipulated the vocal tone. You might have noticed I slowed my pacing and dropped my pitch slightly. When discussing accidents, learners can feel anxious. A calm, authoritative voice signals that the situation is manageable, lowering their effective filter and allowing them to focus on the solution. Effective audio design is not about adding noise. It's about adding meaning. By combining attention, grabbing signals with a reassuring vocal delivery, we transform a scary accident into a manageable learning moment. Thanks for listening to the segment on audio design. Join me next time when we discuss accessibility in podcasting. I am Eric Buga.